issues and solutions they've had. So it was a really great opportunity. I was able to sit on a panel regarding our community partners network, which we're all a part of in this community, and talk about what we're working towards, what we're aiming for, and stuff like that. So that was really beneficial. If you go to the next slide, we also did a breakout session where we were able to talk about issues in rural communities, and when I was able to talk a lot about Laughlin Searchlight, Countavari, and Palm Gardens, and the issues, and also solutions and wins that we've had. So it was really good. Elias Atkins with USDA was there and really did a great job of introducing me to some community partners that can help us all in the long run. So it was a great event. So next thing is the next slide. So we had National Night Out. I want to thank Tammy Harris from our office. She manned a table out there. We kind of split it. I go to Searchlight, she does Laughlin, because they go back to back. But it was a great turnout. We were able to interact with a lot of people, give out cards, and let them know. So once again, thank you, Metro, for always doing that. Renee with LVMPD for inviting us and having a table there. So in the next slide, just a photo of, it was a wonderful turnout. The only negative was the wind, but next, yes, and parking. So, and then if we go to the next slide, I was able to attend the Canyon Home Care and Hospice ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. It was a really good event to see a new business come. They're located at Neal's Highway. And if you want to go to the next slide, we did a really nice ribbon cutting. So thank you, Jackie, and your team for setting that up and everything. And then the next slide. This is a really fun event. This actually happened on Saturday. This is a Silver Rider, their bus rodeo, which is spelled R-O-A-D-E-O. It's the third annual, it's the employee appreciation event. And I attended, as well as Andrew Bennett with Clark County, and Commissioner Knapp presented all the employees with a certificate of appreciation. It's a really great event for all the workers. I know Mike Jackson next month will have more to talk about it, but if you go to the next slide, you can see one of their nice 40-foot buses. They kind of have a little small competition that you can drive around. And then if you go to the last slide, you can see I didn't win the award for driving it. I hit a few cones, but it's always a great event. So I want to thank Mike Jackson and Sue Bishop for inviting our office and being able to participate. So it's a great event. And with that, those are all. Oh, and then the last one, so we can end that. Commissioner Knapp's newsletter's in the back. As always, let me know if you'd like to be put on the electronic version. This always has a lot of good information, dates, and things going along and around a district day. So with that, those are my updates.
Thank you. Okay, so item two here. Unfortunately, Congresswoman Lee was not able to make it today, but she will be rescheduling. All right, receive an awards presentation from the Laughlin Rotary to honor a first responder for their dedication and contributions to the Laughlin community.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Right here. Right here. It's fine. Hi. Thank you for allowing us to come in and be with you today. If I could have Lieutenant Chris Walther to the front, please. Psych! Surprise! How are you? Come on over here. Okay. You know how much we love you.
I do. Thank
yes.
You. Appreciate it.
You're one of the best. Yeah. Lieutenant Walther has been with the Nevada Division of Wildlife as a game warden since February 2016, being stationed in Boulder City, then Las Vegas. In March of 2020, Lieutenant Walther was promoted to our Southern Region Lieutenant, to Southern Region Lieutenant, supervising 14 game wardens and one administrative assistant. The wardens he supervises go from Laughlin to north of Tonopah and over to the Utah border. Lieutenant Walther has worked Lake Mead, Lake Mojave, and the Colorado River. He has arrested numerous OUI arrests and investigated numerous vessel accidents. He has received three wonderful awards. One Endow Award Commendation. This commendation is presented for an act that is well above the expected in the performance of duty. The act should be exceptional accomplishment that is usually distinguished by a conspicuous effort adhering to the core mission and vision statements and the high standards of the Nevada Department of Wildlife. one Meritorious. Is that how you say it? Meritorious Service Award. Meritorious Service Award nominations may be made for exceptional achievement, including but not limited to extraordinary valor, not rising to the level of Medal of Valor, crime prevention, investigative work, community service and relations, training, safety mentoring, and innovative approaches to public safety. All nominees should have maintained the highest standards of leadership, distinguishing themselves by superior accomplishments, continuing long-term involvement, communication skills that encompasses problem-solving, planning, organizational performance, professionalism, and effectiveness during the previous calendar year. Determination of this distinction requires careful consideration of exactly what is or was expected as the ordinary versus what is or was accomplished as extraordinary and distinctive. And the last award was a life-saving award. This life-saving award will be awarded to any warden who performs an exceptional act under emergency conditions not involving bravery, wherein a service is rendered that results directly in sustaining a human life. Lieutenant Walther is a great partner to the Tri-State and is instrumental in the progression of the water safety program and the amazing working relationship that we have with Mojave County, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and the Swiftwater Rescue Team on the river and Lake Mojave. You make us proud, Chris, and we look forward to witnessing your continued service in our community. Congratulations. Thank you. I'd like to present this to you on behalf of the Laughlin Rotary Club. We're very small, but we're very mighty. And Fred, if you could join us, please.
Oh, I know you're mighty.
Fred? Fred's also a member of our Laughlin Rotary, and this says Distinguished Service Award, October 2nd, because you didn't come to that meeting, 2023.
I apologize.
We're here now. How are you, sir? Lieutenant Walther, Lieutenant, Nevada Department of Wildlife, in recognition of your many years of dedicated service and commitment to the citizens of Laughlin, Nevada. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jackie. Forget the handshake. We're so proud of you. We're lucky to have you.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you. Appreciate it. Surprise.
It's our pleasure. Perfect. Do you want the speech? Or you want to get it from your boss?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. I don't see Lieutenant Rogers.
Oh, you're going to get the briefing.
All right, Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concern.
Good afternoon. I'm Detective Lemire on behalf of Lieutenant Rogers. He did want me to mention a couple things to touch on Mr. Moskowitz's National Night Out. He does thank everyone for their help. It was a very, very big success. He also wanted me to bring up upcoming event of Trunk or Treat, which will also be at the same park, Mountain View Park, on October 30th and between 5 to 7 p.m. As far as statistics in Laughlin for the month of September, in September of 2023, we had 250 calls for service in the Laughlin area, and that's actually down just about 9% from the same month of last year. 155 traffic citations were issued. And there were three arrests made for battery domestic violence. On top of those three arrests, there was an additional 23 adult bookings, one call for service at the Laughlin High School with 25 calls there year to date. That has actually reduced because they now have a full-time Clark County School District police officer at that campus. As far as our calls for service, Riverside leads the month once again with 26 calls for service, or about 10% of the total calls, followed by Desert Bay apartment complex with 21 calls for service. And that is all the stats we have for the month of September. Thank you.
Fire prevention.
Good afternoon, Paul Gutierrez, Captain, Clark County Fire Department. So the statistics for last month, September 2023, is Station 76 had a total of 157 calls, 102 of which were for the rescue, 52 for the engine, and 3 specialty calls. Station 85 had 74 calls for service, which brought the total for Laughlin to 231 for last month, which is down roughly 13.5% from the preceding month. Do you have any questions regarding that?
What do you attribute to the reductions? I know salt fees are in the negative.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is the time of year where people that are here for the summer are starting to kind of go away or vice versa. I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. That's a good thing, yes.
Too hot. Everyone stayed home.
Maybe.
Too hot, yes.
All right, anyone else?
All right, thank you.
Report from Lieutenant Chris Walther on water safety and updates from the Nevada Department of Wildlife. Now you get to see.
Lieutenant Chris Walther, Nevada Department of Wildlife. I appreciate being recognized. I don't do it for that, but I will say that Jackie is a very good partner to work with down here, and she always keeps me informed on all the happenings down here in Laughlin, and I really appreciate it because I can't be here all the time. And I apologize for missing the last two meetings. I've been all over the state over the last couple months, so hopefully I get to stay in Henderson for the next couple months. I have some updates just regarding the summer, basically from Memorial Day to Labor Day, with the game wardens working on the Colorado River. We investigated 18 vessel incidents, PWC on PWC or PWC on fixed object. 5 of those incidents were injury beyond first aid where they were transported. 13 of those incidents were only damage only, so no injuries. My game wardens down here made 4 OUI arrests with 6 additional OUI investigations that didn't result in arrests. We issued approximately 72 citations for watercraft violations over the course from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and countless warnings into the hundreds. On Labor Day, game wardens responded to 2 fights over the Labor Day weekend, assisting Metro Police Department at Harris Casino, which resulted in numerous arrests by Metro, as well as a fight at Fisherman's Access that they responded to. We had 1 fatal vessel-related incident that occurred in Nevada waters. Bullhead City PD was the primary investigator on scene, as it was during the week, and my Laughlin warden was off duty, so we didn't get the call, but they took care of it, and we worked with them on that investigation, so we really appreciate their help as they're being here and have people out here all the time. We provided water security and river closures for 5 fireworks shows, 4 at the Avi, 1 at Laughlin. We provided security and river closures for the air conditioning lift for the Edgewater Casino. And I don't know if you know what that involves, but basically we shut down the river so that way they can bring the AC units out over the water, no chance of anyone getting injured, and then bring them onto the roof. So we coordinate that with the contractors as well as the Edgewater Casino. And then just our upcoming events, I'm a little perturbed that Mr. Moskowitz didn't email me about the National Night Out, so I will put that on him for next year. But we're going to be working pretty heavy the U.S. Open Fishing Tournament, which is out of Catherine's Landing next week. That's 250 boats, 500 anglers. It's a big tournament, and it's something that's very important for us to maintain conservation of wildlife, you know, on the Mojave River as well as Colorado. So we'll be working that next week. I'll have 4 wardens down here for that. And then hopefully we're going to participate in the trunk or treat. I just got an email about it yesterday, so we'll get out there for that. And then I just wanted to again thank, you know, the summer's very busy down here on the river, as you guys know. It's crazy for us. I'm staffing it from Vegas. I have 1 Laughlin warden, so I'm constantly sending guys south to work it. They're staying overnight at our bunkhouse over there on Casino Drive. It takes them away from their families, and it's hot. So I do sympathize with them, as I did it for a number of years. But again, thank you to Metro PD, Bullhead City PD, Clark County Fire, Bullhead Fire, who responds and transports, you know, to Warm Sea for us. Obviously, the lifeguard program that has been set up by Bullhead City has been a godsend for us on the water, as they are very agile on their skis. They're all either EMTs or paramedics, so they get on scene and they're able to help immediately with patient care, which is our training is strictly basic first aid. So that is a huge lifesaver for us. Obviously, Commissioner Naft and Liaison Moskowitz, who, again, he keeps me apprised on most of the information. And then finally, Jackie Wallen from the Chamber of Commerce has always got something good to say to me, and she emails me, and she doesn't hesitate to get in touch with me if she needs anything. So I appreciate you letting me come down here and talk, and hopefully probably won't have any revelations probably until next summer as far as the updates on the river, but thank you very much.
Smith is not here. There's a report in the back for Clark County Water Reclamation. I can read the statistics here. September 2023, they treated an average of 1.7 MGD producing clean water returns into the Colorado River, and as compared to September 2022, which was an average of 1.74. So there is just a slight difference. Our flow decreased by 40,000 gallons per day last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints, no odor complaints. All before you dig. Doesn't look like we have any of those tickets. And then if you want to look at the comparison, there is a copy of this at the back of the room. See a report from Jason Bailey with Big Bend Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good afternoon, members of the board. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District. As part of my report today, I wanted to provide you with some information as it relates to some recent questions that were raised about the Big Bend Water District's cost estimates for some water infrastructure, specifically estimates related to a 2 million gallon reservoir storage tank. The Las Vegas Valley Water District engineers have evaluated and estimated the total engineering design and construction costs for a 2 million gallon storage tank to be just under $12 million. So this is an all-in estimate. So this is related to engineering, design, permitting, and construction costs for the tank. This also includes anticipated costs, including the contractor's mobilization from Las Vegas, the cost to lease land for construction staging, the cost of procuring and constructing the welded steel or pre-stressed concrete tank, coating the tank, water quality mixers, electrical controls, SCADA programming so it can speak with our treatment facility, cathodic protection which helps with corrosion, inlet outlet pipelines and valves and other related equipment. So our estimate is an all-in estimate that is a conservative estimate, but it includes everything. We are aware that a steel tank can be purchased for $2 million, $3 million, but prefabricated tanks may not meet the statutory requirements, specifications, or criteria for a municipal public water system. So as we work with Laughlin and local developers to identify funding opportunities, it's critical that our estimates, which are just estimates, are conservative enough to reflect the total engineering and design costs and construction costs. If we were to secure inadequate funds or if the levels didn't meet the cost of the project, then that could potentially delay or even derail a project. It's important to note that while project estimates are used in developing these funding agreements, only the actual final project costs are paid. So not the estimate. So only what the actual final project cost is what was paid. As local developers expand the water system to accommodate new water demands based on their projects, it makes sense that they also fund the water system expansion. So as a result, LVVWD will enter into project funding agreements that create opportunities for developers to cost share. This approach allows systematic water expansions without impacting residents and their rates. So lastly, just wanted you to know that we'll continue to look for additional funding opportunities, which may include federal, state, local grants such as the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Elias's group, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Nevada State Revolving Funds. I'd also be happy to speak to the delivery report that I have there on water usage, but I thought that it might be prudent that I kind of just address the water infrastructure estimates at this time.
Have the grants been applied for?
So we did apply for the ARPA funding, which that we did not receive that funding. That was $100 million. That was a state funding for $100 million. About 75% of that was for water infrastructure projects. I think the other bit was for wastewater. We did not receive any of those funds. Approximately 81 applications were sent to that, exceeding $200 million in funding requests. But we are looking into other funding options. It still is on the state revolving fund priority list, and we are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and others to look for funding opportunities, external funding opportunities.
Madam Chair, if I may. Jason, you had said that the conservative estimate is $12 million, and given what we were advised as our shortage, which how many tanks does that require a total of? Because these are 2 million gallons. We were short 10 million. Is that correct?
We were short 4 million.
Or 4 million.
So it'd be two tanks.
So that would be two tanks. And then the rest of the pressurizing systems that go to service.
Correct. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'll start with the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. I do want to say that there was an attempt to help with traffic at the park for National Night Out. The Southern Nevada Transit Coalition put buses up at the market so that people could park and then be bused down, and they ran about every 15 minutes. So there were opportunities. I just don't know how many people really took advantage of that and how well that service was being publicized. So we will do a better job next year in our group effort to bring National Night Out between, I know there's a lot of us participating, and so I want to make sure that that gets out next year, because some of that parking was a little dangerous for people to be walking on the highways, and I'll make it a point to make sure that that happens next year. I don't have to go through this whole thing, except I'll go right down to ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings. This week we did a groundbreaking at Fairway Estates Club in Bullhead City. They're putting in a brand new recreation area in that big 380 home complex or residential area. It was a beautiful sight to see them improving some more over there. Bullhead City School District's new den. It's a place for educational workers to live and have families at a reduced price for their daily expenses, and that's on October 16th. It's by invitation only. I would like to encourage any one of my board members to come with me and see how that is gonna happen. The mixers, tonight is the grand celebration mixer. We've had to cap that off at 120 people because it was so popular, and the boat, we don't want it to tip one way or the other. It is not going to leave the dock because we have so many people aboard, but that's at 5:30 tonight. We will have a Christmas Jingle Mingle for the last year at the Aquarius. Christmas Jingle Mingle will come every year, but the resorts are going to change off now, so they'll only have to have it once every 8 years and share in that expense. That will be at 5 o'clock on December 14th. As usual, it will be up in the Aquarius Pavilion, and we'll have lots of food and fun. The networking education breakfast will be on the 29th at 8:30, and that's going to be led by Autumn Boyle Robinson to share with us the new program she has for our children in Laughlin, Fort Mojave, and Bullhead City with the Boys and Girls Club. A Quad State Alliance meeting for LVGEA is going to be on October 16th at 11, and that's going to be in Las Vegas. If anybody wants to attend with me virtually or go with me, that would be great. Las Vegas, LVGEA is a wonderful alliance that we've been involved with, and they get all the chambers together and all the tourism boards together, and we really learn a lot from one another. Our Community Achievement Awards are just around the corner. The crystals have been purchased, the tables are up for sale, and almost all the sponsors have been acquired. Without hesitation, you know that this is going to be the best black tie affair of the year. It's definitely a gala. It's beautiful representation of all the great people in our communities that do everything, build programs, implement new programs and services for the underprivileged and for those that we want to get taken care of, especially our low-income people, our veterans, and our seniors, and our small children and students. So it's a great way to honor, like we did Chris Walther. It's a way to do that in a public setting. We had 176 nominations this year, and it was really tough on the judges. Tickets are on sale now, so you can just call the chamber and get your tickets. The Connie Davis 5K Rock and Roll is already in pre-registration. You can get those tickets right now by calling the chamber. The Laughlin Labyrinths, we have really been able to get some great commitments from some nonprofits, some churches, and some other youth groups to maintain the Laughlin Labyrinths for Wes now that he's gone. He's moved away, and he was so worried that they would not be maintained and get ugly, and he was going to actually tear them out. And we convinced him to leave them because they're a destination privilege for us, his creation, and people call and talk about them all the time. So that meeting with all those volunteers will be in November, and I'll make sure everybody knows in case you want to come over and see. Our members are now at 308. Laughlin has 31% of those members in this quarter that we're in. We have three new members and one new member from Laughlin, which is the one that you attended for the ribbon cutting. Volunteers in partnership, always. We're looking for younger volunteers in partnership. If you know my blue shirt volunteers, you know that they're getting more mature. Some of them can't get around as easy as they used to, so we put a lot of them in seats and behind tables to do registrations and stuff like that. But we need some younger people to help us get some of the grunt work done for some of these projects. Some of them are pretty easy, though, like the concerts, scanning tickets as such. Rod Stewart, Best in the Desert, Juan U.S. Open Bass Tournament, Tim McGraw, Snore Off-Road Races, and the Bullhead Air Show will be here again next April. All those are volunteer opportunities, and all groups, nonprofit organizations, get a donation at the end for their groups that they support. We're still doing notary services, very, very busy recently, especially with out-of-state services from the Arizona side. So we get a lot of Arizona dealers coming over. And then they're having lunch, taking their clients out. So I think we're developing some really committed people that are coming in from out of town and taking their vehicles over to the Nevada side. We are also doing a visitor's host center. Most of the resorts don't have business centers anymore where you can come on a business trip and hook up to a computer and look at your email and do some things and do printing. So now we've opened up a space for them to do that at our building. The Mojave County Airport Authority is meeting this week. I will be able to report on that if anybody wishes to know what happens at that meeting coming up. We have a lot of infrastructure things that we're working on for maintenance, and we're also doing assessments and appraisals of the property at this point. So we're getting pretty excited about doing some more work there to encourage more scheduled flights. That's the end of my chamber report. If anybody has any questions, I'd like to just add that Fred Doten and I will be attending the Nevada Homelessness Summit for Southern Nevada, and we will be attending that in Las Vegas so that we can learn about the programs there are for the youth homelessness project, especially their education and their needs, to make sure that they feel like they have hope. And Fred and I will be traveling up there together. So it's kind of exciting. I'll go right into Laughlin Tourism Commission. As Lieutenant Walther said, we have our big U.S. Open. This is the 41st U.S. Open. We were able to acquire that event from Lake Mead with the dropping in the water in that reservoir. So we have, like he said, about 250 boats and about 500 anglers. I think we're just a little short of that right now, but that's the cap. They will have a open to the public expo for anglers and other things that you do in recreation, sports, angling, all those kind of things inside the Edgewater, or the Edge Pavilion. I have to give it the right new name. The Edge Pavilion, where there will be lots of information, training, kids casting. Well, kids will learn how to cast with different kinds of poles, lots of lures and equipment and supplies that you need when you're angling, and some tips for how to find bass beds on our lakes. And that is on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is midweek competition, and the final night will be awards, and that will be at the Tropicana. What a fun group that is. Townwide concerts that we are supporting from LTC are, the next one is Rod Stewart. We will not be sponsoring the Tim McGraw one, although it's still going to exist. We're just not sponsoring it. I want to also mention, as Chris Walther did, our water safety program. The water safety program has been a godsend for all of us who have seen so many tragedies on that river and this lake. And for all of us to come together and do such a great job in planning, working together, communication, putting in safety apparatus. We know from the very beginning that Bullhead started paying for the lifesavers, the lifeguards, and we, the Laughlin Tourism Commission, has been putting them in hotel rooms free of charge for them to have a nice place to stay while they're here. This year, the U.S. Coast Guard sent in, four times this year, sent in specialists and training supervisors to help with everybody on the river, to help them learn how to do water safety, get them some more skills developed while they're on the job. And we also gave them free rooms, and they really, really enjoyed the time they had here and were able to educate a lot of people. It was very, very rewarding. So I want to say thank you to all of those people also for making our summer have much better numbers than we did before. It was really great. I applaud everyone. So if you have any questions about LTC, I'll take them now, or I'll get away from the mic. Thank you.
Okay, and Dawn Estes was unable to make it. Number 14, receive a report, Laughlin School System. She says, I will not be able to make today's meeting. I am sharing some school highlights for you to share if possible. Our current enrollment for PK through 12 is 690 students. Bennett has 358. Pre-K has 50 students. 6 through 12 has 332. And the class of 2024 has 39 seniors. Upcoming events, October the 13th, sport board dedication prior to the football game. The new board was purchased by funds donated by the Rotary Club. October 16th through the 20th is homecoming week. And October 30th is trunk or treat. They're looking for candy donations, and to please drop those off at Bennett Hockley Elementary School. And that's signed by Don Estes. Okay, announcement of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings. Planning and zoning is none. General business review and finalize the fiscal year 2024-25 budget requests. You all have those. Does anybody have any comments on these?
motion that we accept the funding priorities as written here for the 24-25 fiscal budget here.
Thank you, Fred. Any other comments? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes. A representative and an alternate, to serve on the Community Development Activities Advisory Committee and take any action deemed necessary. Kathy, you and I were on this
side. Right, and then Herm and I were, I've been on it 2 years, and you know, the thing is it has a lot that it's doing right now, especially in housing, because that's where a lot of the money's available. But we don't have any current projects with Laughlin, was the issue. So, I mean, I'd be willing to do it again, but one of the things that I would like is, you know, some projects that we can actually submit to them, because I think...
Well, I was the alternate, and...
Right. There was nothing for Laughlin in it, and if we're going to be part of it and vote for, you know, the different grants for funding for, you know, developers' projects, and a lot of it is pertaining to, you know, door frames,
right.
In other words, the number of housing because of that problem. So I'd like to get, you know, some input from the community or input from the board with what we can look at. It won't go for this particular CDAC, but the following year. And then one of the questions that I had, and I don't know, like I said, what their focus has been, but would something with the water district be something that could come under CDAC?
I can definitely touch base with them and see. I don't have an answer right now, but...
Because that is, you know, it's community development. And that is definitely hindering us right now.
Sure.
For if even if we wanted to build 80 or 90, you know, housing units, the water
yep.
is an issue. So we need to see if that might be able to fall, if anyone from the county can advise, under CDAC. I don't know what funding's there, but something that we could look at.
Okay. And I'll be the alternative.
Okay. We'll do that again. All righty. So I'll fill out these little forms.
Yeah, I'll fill it out.
Yeah.
And then just take a vote for it.
Okay, so we need a motion to accept Kathy and
you as the alternate.
We accept Kathy and you as the alternate for the committee.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Okay, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairman of the board by majority vote. Okay. Next meeting is November 14th, 2023, here in this room. And can I get a motion for adjournment?
So moved.